Thank you. This question is for Stuart. What's your outlook on non-performing loans and possible non-renewals and borderline non-performing loans over the next 12 to 18 months?
That's a great question. and actually a lot easier question for me to answer than I thought it was going to be a year ago. I know going into the renewal season for this year, we thought it was going to be the most difficult renewal season we've had in a long period of time. We've been pleasantly surprised by the renewals we've done. We're not seeing tons of people making profits on the ag sector, but they're a lot closer to a break even than we expected. And so that was mainly due to production. Production in Custer County was extremely good. So the row crop producers, most of those broke even or were very close to break even, and some of them showed some profits if they had a good marketing plan. The ones that struggled the most, cow calf guys were okay, but the ones buying calves, feeding them out, or feeder cattle, those guys really went backwards, and so those are the ones that we have the biggest concern. As far as our bank, we're about a $210 million bank. We have about $190 million in loans, very loaned up, we're pretty diversified. Probably 50% of ours is in either ag operating or ag real estate. And today, we do not have a single ag producer that is non-performing. And so I think we've had one borrower this renewal season that we have decided not to renew. And they have the ability to, they're probably going to get a guaranteed loan through the Farm Service Agency or something. We feel maybe their operation isn't big enough or viable enough. Maybe it's time for them to pursue other alternatives. Maybe a lot of times, from what I'm seeing, is the smaller operations. Maybe some of those people are not what I would consider fully employed, and that's a hard thing for some of the operators to realize or understand and make that decision that maybe it's time for them to rent the place out, go to town, and get a job. But we've had a few that have done that over the last few years, and we certainly like it when they make that decision. Besides us, the last 3 years we've had three loans that we haven't renewed. So, and each of those has been able to get financing other places. We at our bank, we never want to be that lender of last resort. We don't want to be the last lender.